आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड मीटिंग विद यूएस वाइस प्रेसिडेंट जेडी वैंस दिस इवनिंग इन न्यू दिल्ली। रिलीफ एंड रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशंस कंटिन्यू इन लैंडस्लाइड हिट रामबन डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ जम्मू एंड कश्मीर। स्कूल्स क्लोज्ड इन कश्मीर वैली टुडे। IMD issues orange alert for thunderstorms and lightning in parts of Jammu and Kashmir, predicts heat wave conditions in parts of central and northwest India for the next 5 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to confer Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration on 17th Civil Services Day today. Direct benefit transfer initiative saved 3,48,000 crore rupees by reducing leakage, says IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. And in shooting, India's 10-meter air rifle mixed team bagged silver medal at ISSF World Cup in Peru. Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, will arrive in New Delhi this morning on a 4-day official visit to India. He'll be accompanied by Second Lady of the U.S., Usha Vance, their children and senior members of the U.S. administration. Mr. Vance is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. During the meeting, both sides are expected to discuss ways to further deepen ties between the two countries. The U.S. Vice President and his delegation will have other engagements in Delhi and are also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra before departing for Washington, D.C. We have more from a correspondent.
This will be the first visit of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance to India. His visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on 13 February this year during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the U.S. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. India and the United States enjoy a comprehensive global strategic partnership covering almost all areas of human endeavor, driven by shared democratic values, convergence of interests on a range of issues, and vibrant people-to-people contacts. Regular dialogue between the leaders of both sides is an important element of the expanding bilateral ties. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the relief and rescue operation in the cloudburst and landslide-hit Ramban district resumed. Authorities are working to reopen the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44, a vital road that connects the Kashmir Valley to the rest of the country. Extreme weather conditions, including heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail and flash floods, have caused widespread damage across the region. 3 people were killed in a landslide triggered by a cloudburst in Ramban district yesterday. Heavy rains coupled with hail and thunderstorms triggered multiple land and mudslides at over a dozen places, particularly between Nashri and Banihal stretch along the National Highway. Recognizing the urgency, army units deployed in the region immediately moved relief operations and provided essential supplies such as food packets, drinking water and medical aid. Deputy Commissioner of Ramban, Bashir ul Haq Chaudhary, has said that efforts are underway to clear most of the block roads within the next 48 hours.
Meri public se appeal hai ki bilkul bhi aise area mein venture out mat kare, apne gharon mein rahe, safe locations pe rahe aur alert rahe, aur jo bhi advisory district administration ya control room se jari ki jati hai wo hum different medium se kar rahe hain, jaise mandiron se karwa rahe hain, wo announcement masjidon se karwa rahe hain ya baki jagahon se jo nambardar chowkidar hain unke zariye kara rahe hain, to uske upar dhyan dein.
As the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway to remain closed today with road clearance and restoration work started from morning, authorities have decided to reopen alternate Mughal Road for light motor vehicles from South Kashmir's Shopian towards Poonch and Rajouri to reach Jammu. We have more from a correspondent.
Traffic officials said the light motor vehicles will be allowed to ply from South Kashmir's Shopian district via Mughal Road towards Rajouri and Poonch to reach Jammu from 10 o'clock onwards today. They said no vehicular movement will be allowed from both sides of the highway till road and weather conditions improve. Meanwhile, the road clearance work has been started in Ramban area this morning. All schools in Ramban district and Kashmir Valley have been closed today as a precautionary measure owing to bad weather conditions.
Meanwhile, Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah expressed profound grief and sorrow over the loss of life and properties and expressed condolences with the bereaved families. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange colour warning for thunderstorms and lightning with gusty winds at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. Parts of Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and coastal Andhra are also likely to witness thunderstorms and lightning during the next 2 days. IMD also said heat wave conditions are very likely to prevail over Vidarbha today. Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are also expected to experience hot and humid weather conditions in the coming 2 days. The weather agency has said there will be a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India to the next 5 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address civil servants today in New Delhi on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day. He will also confer the Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration. Our correspondent has filed this report.
This year, a total of 14 awards will be given by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the categories of Holistic Development of Districts, Aspirational Blocks Program and Innovation to Civil Servants. The Prime Minister has always encouraged civil servants to dedicate themselves to the cause of citizens, be committed to public service and strive towards excellence in their work. Civil Servants Day is an occasion for civil servants across India to rededicate themselves to the cause of citizens and renew their commitment to public service. This date was chosen to commemorate the day when Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel addressed the probationers of administrative service officers in 1947. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Supreme Court is slated to hear public interest litigation, PIL, today seeking the formation of a 5-member judicial inquiry commission under the chairmanship of a retired Apex Court judge to inquire into the violent protests that erupted against the WAF Amendment Act 2025 in West Bengal's Murshidabad. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and N.K. Singh will take up the matter for hearing today. The plea seeks directions to the West Bengal government to file a status report on the clashes or riots which took place during the protest against the WAF Amendment Act. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said the Direct Benefit Transfer DBT initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has saved 3,48,000 crore rupees by reducing leakage. Quoting a policy paper titled Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System, Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that under this welfare delivery model, the coverage of beneficiaries has increased by 16 times. According to the policy paper, the country's DBT system, implemented in 2013, has redefined welfare delivery by enhancing transparency, curbing leakage, and ensuring precise fund distribution. This policy document evaluates a decade of data from 2009 to 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Jeddah tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over 4 decades. The high-profile visit underscores the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defence and cultural dimensions. We have more from a correspondent.
Indians now constitute the second largest expatriate group in Saudi Arabia, representing about 14% of the total foreign resident population. Their contributions span vital sectors including construction, infrastructure, healthcare, education and services. The Indian ambassador to Saudi Arabia calls the diaspora as a living bridges.
We have a very large Indian community in Saudi Arabia. Currently we have about 2.7 million Indians. The community is growing and community has participated in the development of Saudi Arabia.
The community's economic impact extends beyond labor participation, with over 3,000 Indian companies now registered and operating in the kingdom as of 2025. Let's hear from a diaspora member who is living in Saudi Arabia for the last 3 decades.
It's a great opportunity. For the second time, we will be seeing Prime Minister Narendra Modi visiting this place. Indians are highly respected and recognized in this place. It's second home to Indians, and Indians contribute to the Saudi economy and the Saudi culture. future in a great way.
In recognition of the community's importance, the Indian government has worked with Saudi authorities to implement comprehensive skill verification programs. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Jeddah.
Canadian MP Chandra Arya has urged Hindu and Sikh communities in Canada to speak out and demand strong government action against Khalistani extremists. This follows a recent incident where the Lakshmi Narayan Mandir in British Columbia was defaced with pro-Khalistan graffiti. In a social media platform, Mr. Arya shared a video from the Canadian Hindu Chamber of Commerce condemning the vandalism and described it as a chilling reminder of the growing influence of Khalistani extremism in Canada. He warned that these extremist elements are becoming more organized and are trying to silence Hindu voices. In a separate incident, the Khalsa Diwan Society Gurudwara in Vancouver, also known as the Ross Street Gurudwara, was also vandalized with Khalistan spray painted on its walls. Referring to the incident, Mr. Arya stated that it is time for Hindu and Sikh to call for immediate and decisive action at every level of government. Ukraine and Russia blamed each other for breaking a 30-hour Easter ceasefire, which ended last night. The truce was announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who ordered a halt to fighting from Saturday evening to Sunday midnight. Ukraine agreed to observe it too. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia broke the truce nearly 3,000 times with heavy shelling in the eastern city of Pokrovsk. He called the ceasefire a PR stunt by Putin and said Russia is the main reason the war continues. Russia, on the other hand, said it followed the truce but had to defend itself from Ukrainian attacks. It accused Ukraine of using US-supplied weapons during the ceasefire. At least 29 Palestinians were killed in Israeli attacks on Gaza yesterday. According to the civil defense, the central Gaza, 10 people were killed and some others wounded by an Israeli airstrike. Mohammed Basal, spokesperson for the civil defense, said in southern Gaza, a Palestinian woman was killed and four others wounded in an Israeli drone attack on a tent, and four others were killed in another two separate Israeli attacks on the city. The Israeli army has not commented on these incidents yet. In shooting, India's 10-meter air rifle mixed team duo of Rudrangsh Patil and Arya Borse secured a silver medal at the ISSF World Cup in Lima, Peru. The Indian pair lost 11-17 to Norway's John Herman Hegg and Jonieth Hegg Duestad in a gold medal match held yesterday. This marks India's third silver medal at the Lima World Cup, adding to the country's tally of two golds and one bronze. India currently ranks third in the overall medal standings. In IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 9 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium last night. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings posted 176 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai chased down the 177-run target with ease, losing just 1 wicket in just 15.4 overs. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR and Gujarat Titans will clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance set to arrive in New Delhi with his family today. He's covered by all the dailies. Vance to arrive in India today to meet Prime Minister, discuss trade ties, reports in the Sun Times. On the 17th Civil Services Day today, the Asian Age write, Prime Minister to address bureaucrats. In another story, the Pioneer reports, in a first, 74 women empower IAS about women making up 41% of the current batch of 180 officers. Maharashtra panel opposes move to make Hindi must reports the Hindu. Human detection radar, seismic sensors to track tunnels. Ministry of Home Affairs, high-tech security at Pakistan border, states the Indian Express. And finally, the Times of India writes, Indian girls shine at European Girls Maths Olympiad, back 4 medals to clinch top honours. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold meeting with US Vice President J.D. Vance this evening in New Delhi. Relief and rescue operations continue in landslide-hit Ramban district of Jammu and Kashmir. Schools closed in Kashmir Valley today. IMD issues orange alert for thunderstorms and lightning in parts of Jammu and Kashmir. Predicts heat wave conditions in parts of central and northwest India for the next 5 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to confer Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration on the 17th Civil Services Day today. Direct benefit transfer initiative saved 3,48,000 crore rupees by reducing leakage, says IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. And in shooting, India's 10-meter air rifle mixed team bagged silver medal at the ISSF World Cup in Peru. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.